Alvin Washington here at Braves Field, Luther South High School, with my very special guest, one of the members of the executive committee of the Mid-States Football League. He is also the owner of the Lake County Steelers, Bob Crowder. Bob, welcome to the Ag Council Halftime Report.
Thank you, Alvin. It's very nice to be here today.
And I got to tell you, in the few years that we have covered this league and have seen the franchises here and there, I've got to say, by far, the Lake County franchise is one of the best run that I've seen, top to bottom, everywhere from game day management all the way to the promotion of the team on the on their own website at lakecountysteelers.com. I mean, just an outstanding job. If you wouldn't know it, if it was a semi-pro team, just by the way everything looks professionally.
Well, thank you, Alvin. But one thing I want to start out with, it's lakecountysteelers.net.
Ah, okay? They switched it to net this time.
Yeah, we had to go to net for some technical problems. But I also appreciate the compliments. I've tried to do the best that I can. I'm trying to help with the league and get things going in the league with programs that we have on our team, and try to help the owners to understand some of the programming that can be done in the league also.
You know, now the team itself has had a rough going in the few years that it's been in the league. It hasn't seen an MSFL win, but that's not for a lack of trying. I mean, arguably it's one of the most improving defenses in the league with the likes of Eric Kirklow and the others on the side of the ball. And then you've got arguably one of the best young running backs in D'Angelo Horton that definitely can change the pace of a game at the drop of a hat.
Well, yeah, we've always been known for our defense. We just can't seem to get the luck of finding a quarterback like some of these other teams can do. This year, we're down to our fourth quarterback, and that's been a big blow to us. So hopefully, you know, as soon as we can get something going, if we ever get a quarterback, we've been told we could be dangerous.
From a league standpoint, granted, this is a very young league at 5 years of age, but you know, with the league championship game traveling to different sites around the Midwest area last year, it being in Melrose Park, this season now down at Crown Point High School, the new home of the Steelers, and a very fine facility, I might add. With the championship game now being at a neutral site, is this now going to try and attract the casual football fan coming out and supporting what the Mid-States does?
Well, yeah, I hope it does. I have a prejudice or a bias because I'd like to see it at my place every year because of being central to most of the teams we have in our league and everything. But at the same time, you know, it's, you know, now that we've added the All-Star game, also the All-Star game between the Chicago Football League and our own league, hopefully that will, with some of the programming we're going to plan on that day, that will bring more of the casual observers, as you say, into our to our league to see what's going on. I have one thing to tell you. We finally did win a game last night.
Okay? Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been the first one in a couple years.
And one final thing. Not only are the Steelers hosting the championship game, but you're also hosting the Kahuna Classic, which is the year-end regional tournament with champions from the Mid-States League, the Ohio Valley League, the North American League, the Mid-Continent League, and I mean, we're looking at literally some of the best teams in the Central Region coming to Lake County, Indiana to battle it out to see who's top dog in the region and a chance at possibly the national championship.
Yes, last year I was in Florida and met with a representative from Mr. Strauss and had a conversation with him, as had Mark already had, about having a tournament back in Florida again with a representative from the area that he's from, which would be the East Coast, and as well as ours for the, I guess you could say, a mythical state national champion. And I think that's going to be, it's something in the work. So far we've picked up as a major sponsor Trump Casino, which is going to be will be the guest hotel and resort banquet facilities and everything for the game. We're still not sure exactly where the game for the Kahuna Classic, where they're going to be at. We're trying to find a closer place to than my regular field. Because I'm host, since you know, I'm more or less helping Mark, our commissioner, with that. But right now, even if we have to use my regular field, it'll still be a good program, and we have a possible some other corporate sponsors that might be coming aboard.